Yeah, you blew up my my robot.
No, there. Your robot fell apart.
No, you blew it.
Almost
up.
Killed
with
me.
With your mind bullets.
Is that...
That's what
you mind did. Bullets!
That's what you
That's
did.
That's telekinesis, guys. Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We opened with Critical Hit by No More Kings. Awesome stuff from those guys. They actually, if you ever watch the documentary Doc of the Dead, which is a documentary, it's very, very awesome. They talk about, the origins of zombie culture and how it sort of made it to mainstream today. Like Critical Hit, not Critical Hit, but No More Kings has, they're coming to get you, Barbara.
Oh, okay, that is on there.
Yeah, so I think we played that on the show before. But anyway, fun, cool stuff from Number Kings.
Fun fact.
This is Experience Points. It's the show. We have it every week. It's about two lifelong nerds. That's Bear and I.
That's me.
We drop some knowledge on you every chance we get.
It doesn't hurt. Don't
worry. We're abusing you with knowledge.
It feels pretty good. You'll be fine.
Nerd geekdom, just internet and movie reviews about geek culture and internet stuff.
Geeky things. So. Nerd, even some nerd facts.
That's what we're here about to do today, tonight, to you. We do it in a couple different ways. We do it via audio, we do it via video, and we do it via our website. Bear, what is the website?
Always, you can get to it at exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
You got to double tap the P. Otherwise, it won't send you to the right place. We have a social media landing page as well, exppoints.com/social. I went there today,
and
it turns out the Twitter button and maybe the PayPal button don't work.
Why we're not getting money.
They got little X's on them, but you can still see Twitter and PayPal. I'll figure it out eventually once I have time. You can go there and give us money through PayPal or Patreon, or you can just connect to us. You can connect, subscribe, view, and rub
many things you
whatever,
can do to
whatever
us.
Whatever generic.
And you can socialize to
I'm
us.
I'm going to say that a generic adjective for all the things. You could also
you can do all the things.
You can check us out on iTunes as well as Stitcher. If you don't want to stream or download the music from the site itself. And remember, we have a Steam community, a Steam group, so you can get on there and check out some of the stuff we got going on. We will eventually have a vanilla Minecraft server with a map and everything, because vanilla Minecraft has come so far.
It really has.
I want to talk about that a little bit in the what we did last week type section. So let's get to that. Let's cut
we'll
to two it. Songs. We have two songs, and we're going to come
Jump
back and we're talking
right
about
into
what we
the
did.
Songs.
This is 20% Cool by Ken Ashcorp. Yeah. After that, Cartoons by Dr. Awkward featuring MC Chris. Always love MC Chris.
Dude, always.
Yeah. Who is he on Aqua Teen Hunger Force? He was the I Want Candy, Bubblegum. That guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
no, you don't.
No.
I threw too much.
Master Shake?
No. I threw too much at
you did, man.
At Bear.
You
anyway, this is 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore and then Cartoons by Dr. Awkward featuring
Play
MC
em.
Chris. You're listening to Experience
Spin
Points
that.
On Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Cartoons, if you wish gargoyles came alive at night, say.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Cartoons by Dr. Awkward featuring MC Chris. Before that, 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore. Bear, what did you do this past week?
What do you think I did?
The opener kind of spoiled it. You built a robot.
I did. Well, I'm working on building a robot.
You built a part of a robot.
I built some parts of a robot. Just got interested, got me a Raspberry Pi, started programming on that. I can send boops over the internet now.
You can send boops?
Cool, yeah, boops.
Just boops.
Yeah, just boops.
No
you get
beeps.
A boop, send a boop, whatever.
Nice.
No beeps yet. No, beeps are a whole other thing. I'll implement that later. But playing with a Raspberry Pi, did some C programming, got sockets working.
Awesome.
Then I'm waiting on a motor controller to come in so I can actually send
have some motor
GPIO
control.
On. Yeah, so I can have some motor control in my life. Now, so I can use the GPIO on the Raspberry Pi to then control the motors on my little tank bot that I'm building.
Awesome.
But got that. It was a $2 piece of silicon I ordered from China. And so it's sitting in customs. I'm pretty sure they're just poking it with a stick, trying to figure out what hacking device it is.
I was about to say, it's going to take about 28 days to come in.
Yeah, it was there the next day.
I ordered
and
they've
literally just been poking it with a stick.
I went to Alibaba and I ordered a Dreamcast VGA adapter. I built one and it worked, but it was really flimsy. So I ordered one. And it took over a month to come in from China.
Yeah, so waiting on that.
Minor note, I like how you enunciate the raspberry with a P.
Oh.
Because usually it's like, it's a raspberry. And you just say R-A-Z almost. So I like how you say raspberry.
You like how I talk.
Yeah, I speak.
Luckily, we're on a radio show.
That's
so you could hear that. So I was working on that and segueing from my robot to BattleBots.
Yeah.
Turns out that's a thing again.
No, they came back on, yeah.
As of June. And so I caught up in BattleBots, and the finale is this weekend.
Very
so
cool.
You know what I'm going to be doing next week. Spoiler alert.
Yep. I really wish, because BattleBots had its time on G4 and Comedy Central.
Yeah,
and
way back in the day.
Spike back in the day. And you know what, another show I wanted to come back? Junkyard Wars.
Done. Junkyard Wars
Done.
Was great.
That was, you know what, Top Gear is an awesome show. I love Top Gear.
Top Gear is an awesome show.
Junkyard Wars, in my opinion, was
that's
better.
That's UK, not USA.
Let's clarify the Top Gears. Of course. That's what I would say. Oh, the IT Crowd was a fantastic show. It was like the American version. I'm like, get out of my face. What are you
Don't
doing?
Don't talk to me.
You're no longer my friend. So I want Junkyard Wars to come back.
Junkyard Wars would be an amazing
Because it was
show.
Such a good idea. Like, oh, hey, here's a junkyard. Like, pretty much where they do Burning Man, I imagine. Like, that's what it looked like. Like,
is Burning Man in the off season?
Maybe.
That might be what that area is.
Here's a junkyard in some New Mexican desert or Californian desert. Go ahead and just, you know, build a giant thing out of something and
fight a giant robot.
Make it do some other stuff. Fun fact about giant robots: the Kubota or the Kasaki or whatever it is, the Japanese robot that's
and
not
the
a
USA
Gundam,
robot
and the USA robot, they will do battle
next year.
Hopefully, it will be melee combat. It won't be projectile combat because I feel it's sort of cheating. That's one thing that the Japanese creator said. The Kurita, I think, or Kurista or whatever. He said
the one that's
going
to lose. You mean?
I don't know, man. Japan has been doing fighting robots for a long time.
Yeah, but we've been hammering out that Detroit steel for a long time.
Look, I understand, but have you seen Detroit? Like, it looks like the steel hammered it.
Well, we got plenty of steel left there.
I guess.
Just use that, yeah. So much steel to build a giant robot
Fair
with.
Enough.
But throw enough steel at it, man. That's the American way.
That's what it is. It'll have red, white, and blue painted all over
it. Oh, I guarantee it. Well, but, cool. So I did that, and I even squeezed in some time to go see Ant-Man.
Yeah, how was that?
It was really good. Surprisingly good. I honestly thought it was going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And it was surprisingly good. It's not going to be on my top 10 movies of the year. I'm not going to say that. But, I mean, it's worth a watch.
Was it better than Iron Man 3?
Yeah. Well, no. I'd say about Iron Man 3's level.
Okay.
Yeah, about on that level.
It wasn't Iron Man 1. It wasn't Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't the Avengers.
It's a Marvel movie. It exists.
It was
fun to watch.
Just as good as Captain America.
Just as good. Wow, I think you were ticking off a lot of fanboys out there.
I mean, Captain America, I don't know.
And despite building robots, programming, watching robots, watching Ant-Man, I also even found many hours to play Splatoon.
Very cool.
That's pretty much wasting away.
You've been jumping at Splatoon.
Dude, Splatoon. I don't even have a Wii, by the way. I had to go to Mississippi to play Splatoon all weekend.
Wow, that's kind of...
Actually, funny part was I bought it. It was my friend's daughter's birthday, so she got Splatoon, and me and him just played it all weekend.
That's literally going the extra mile.
Literally. I drove the extra mile for Splatoon.
I went to Mississippi. Whoa, you're more of a gamer than me, bro.
Dude, it's hardcore over here. Yeah. Splatoon is serious business.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm actually going to be buying
it. You're a kid, you're a squid.
Yeah. And I had said previously that I was looking for a reason to buy a Wii U. I've said that on the show, and this is my reason. So soon, probably, I have BronyCon coming up, and I'm taking a vacation, so all my money's getting dumped away. But mid-August, you can expect me to have a Wii U and probably be talking about that all the time.
Well,
wow, you look so excited.
I don't feel the Wii U.
You don't feel the Wii U?
You
haven't played Splatoon.
I got a Wii after the fact. And like after the big craze, and I really just did that so I could play Skies of Arcadia for the GameCube and Metroid Prime once the trilogy came out for the Wii.
The Wii, I had a lot of fun on the original Wii with Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I had a good group of friends we got
Though
together.
I really like Double Dash, and they never
we
took
extremely
Double Dash.
Competitive there.
They never took Double Dash to the Wii. And I feel like that was a misstep because instead of having four players against each other, have two versus two, it adds a completely different dynamic to the game, one that we don't see very often because, it's cool that it's just like Super Nintendo Mario Kart. Well, you can kind of always have that. Like with the Wii Store, you can get Super Nintendo Mario Kart. So, I mean.
But anyway, and also looking forward to after I get the Wii U, getting Mario Kart 8 and actually getting into that. So, waiting on that.
You're going to be a racer?
I'm going to be a racer.
Car.
Yeah.
You better slow your roll.
Man.
What
did you do? Come on, tell us.
I started another playthrough of The Witcher 3.
Again?
Yes. We're going to talk about
because there are other games in the universe.
Oh, no. I've played some other games. I went ahead and I downloaded the latest patch for Grand Theft Auto. I haven't played Grand Theft Auto in a long time, and that was mainly...
The newest one, I'm assuming?
The 5. And for PC. I haven't played it in a long time because it was really fun, and then I want to say I got really busy at work or really busy with the show or really busy with something else, and I didn't care.
The Witcher, perhaps?
The Witcher, maybe. good point. So I did all that. I find out my account has been hacked. by someone who's named Leon Carr 228. He is from Russia, and I know he's from Russia because all of my settings are in Russian now. I learned
maybe it's the Koreans throwing you off.
Maybe that you know that would work. I got enough Russian, like I learned enough Russian to go to the settings.
Did you really?
And like, yeah, because like you can't translate.
You said
the page.
I'm hardcore. You learned another language
when
so you can get
when you translate. The
I
page,
just went to another state.
That's the funny thing. Google Translate will translate the page, and then it'll immediately Rockstar will immediately translate it back into Russian.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So it's like I had to fall through the Russian language enough to find settings and then turn it to English. But that was fine. It wasn't too big of a deal. Like the URL kind of helped me out a little bit at the bottom.
Yeah, man, but the things we do for gaming.
The thing
though.
Is, my gamer tag was changed. You can only change your gamer tag once a year on, on the social club.
Did you not like, I'm sure there's like, hey, my account's been hacked, support, right?
Oh, I'm sure, but I was able to get back in.
Okay.
I was able to. Yes, it was like, oh, I forgot my password.
This sounds like a guy who works in computers for a living. Saying, like, oh, I can handle this.
Yeah. Exactly. Like okay.
Call text support.
I don't do online very often in Grand Theft Auto. Like I enjoy playing through the storyline and kind of like doing all that stuff. Yeah. And when I get back into online, it may very well be like another year.
You can dump a lot of time just in the single player.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. And it looks great. But no, I played a little bit of that. I dug out my old Xbox 360 that I had modded to do a lot of my hard drive game backups.
Oh, nice.
Found out that's Red Ringed. So
well, it's a 360.
I played with that a little bit, didn't get anywhere with it. So I pulled out my PS2. And that still worked. And I've modded that, so all of my games are on a hard drive in that. And nice. That works flawlessly. No big deal. Thanks, HD Loader. You're amazing. And Free McBoot. You know, and normally we say, and we haven't had a show really about this yet, but, you know, if you're going to back up your games, Free McBoot for PS2, those games are not being made anymore. They are a limited resource right now.
Get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're hot. Get them off eBay. Put them on your hard drive and then put the discs somewhere in a nice, cool place.
In your Fallout shelter.
Bury them somewhere that's moisture free and you know the humidity is controlled and preferably it's not too hot or damp. But no, it's so great. I was playing some I was playing the Mega Man, the original Mega Man Classic Collection. I was stoked about Red Ash, so I played some of that. But yeah, I restarted the Witcher 3 on Death March difficulty. I usually do this thing. Maybe you do the same thing, or maybe someone out there does the same thing.
Maybe do
where you start a game and you play the game like on average or normal difficulty for the story and for the experience.
Oh, then you go back and
then you go back and you just master the hell out of the game. You 100% it. You get all the achievements. I'm 60% in, and I've already got over 60 hours logged in the game.
Nice.
I'm really enjoying it. So, other than that, did a couple techie things.
The only game I don't really do that to, and I don't know why, but Doom. When a Doom game comes out, I always just play it in the max intense.
Wait, are you saying Doom or Dune?
Doom.
Okay, they're very different games.
Oh, very different, yeah.
One has Satan, one has worms. Satan has worms.
Wow.
There's actually, they released a new trailer for the newest Doom game. It was a little bit of an extended trailer past E3, so that was cool.
Mm. Oh, something else I did this past week, a few minutes ago. I learned that we had plans to make a nuclear-powered rocket to go to Saturn.
Yes.
That was just a cool thing.
Yes.
Dropping some nerd on you.
You did that?
I built it.
That was
absolutely.
You. We are going to cut to a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our main segment. We have some viewer mail.
What?
Listener mail. Audience
viewers? Yeah, I'm asking, can you view radio waves?
Yes. If you record them.
If you record them and play them back.
I guess that's
speaker.
Audio waves. Yeah. Anyway. We are going to leave the segment, go to the next segment before that. History repeating by the Megs. This is part one and part two. It's a twofer. We seem to be doing that on this show.
the double meat show?
Double meat show,
everyone.
We're doing it. We're going to catch you back after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard History Repeating by the Megas. That's part one and part two. Awesome album. There's two, the blue album and the red album from the Megas.
The red album.
The red album, obviously. The Proto Man album. Proto Man album, rather.
Proto Man.
So we got a viewer or a listener.
A viewer listener.
Depends. I guess if you go to our YouTube, you're a viewer. Okay,
I'm going to say they can be viewers because you can launch like a visualization and just watch the waveform.
Yeah, you can launch Winamp and rest in peace.
Oh, man.
RIP. So this is from our viewer, listener, slash compatriot, John.
Hi,
on
John.
Facebook. He sent us a message. And anyone could do this. You know, you don't call the station. You just message us on Facebook and we'll either do a blog entry. And I plan on doing a lengthy blog entry about some stuff.
Blog entry?
Oh, yeah. It may even be audio related. But he says, hey, guys, I've kind of played out Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, and I was wondering what y'all thought about The Witcher. I was pretty stoked about Ark, but it wouldn't download well, and I guess I just have to wait for it to be developed more. Do you have any suggestions for a long playing game? I liked Skyrim because I got over 100 hours out of it before it got boring. It would be cool to not have to buy another game for a while after this. Thanks for y'all's time. Thanks, John. Thanks for your comment, John.
Yeah, thanks for participating. I'm going to say Matt's probably going to say The Witcher.
It's going to be The Witcher, yeah. So here's...
I couldn't tell you why.
Let's go ahead and break this down a little bit. We have the time. We don't have anything else that we're really going to talk about on the show after this. So let's go ahead and just take a lot of time and just do it due diligence. So
we'll do the thing.
Do the thing. Skyrim's a fantastic game in a lot of ways. It's a game that came out, I think, in what, 2009?
Was it really that long ago?
I thought it was a while back. It may be like 2010, 2011.
I don't have a computer right
now.
It's
a game that's several years old. And you know what? By itself.
It has held up well then.
Right. By itself. It's not exclusively by itself that it's held up well.
But by itself, it's held up well, with the modding community.
By itself, it has had a fantastic run of the stories great. The encounters are memorable.
Oh, absolutely.
The story, you know, I'm not going to say that the story's good. The story.
Didn't you just say the story's great?
No, it's held up way. Like the encounters are memorable. Like whenever you take down your first dragon, you're like, oh wow, I just did that.
And then you accidentally wander into a giant's camp, and you're like, wait, that guy just totally murdered
Hit me over the mountain.
And you ragged all across the map.
You know, so Skyrim was good back in the day for the same reason Fallout was good, which is virtually the same. It's not the same engine, but the same people that did it.
Oh yeah.
And the reason it's good is because you are able to follow a linear story and then side quest, or open world and just do whatever.
Absolutely.
It's held up incredibly well, as you said before, because of the modding community. Steam Workshop, the Nexus mod community. Yeah.
And this is why PC gaming is great.
Oh, yeah, because you won't get this on...
not really on consoles. I think Sony's pushing for getting their modding community kind of better.
I hope they do.
They say words every year about it since the PlayStation 4 has been coming out and everything.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I honestly don't believe consoles are going to be the level of PCs as far as modding.
I don't think they can be. I think they are too closed and restricted. That's what the same reason I don't think Mac will ever be the same gaming machine that PC is. Even with SteamOS and even with the Linux background and everything, I don't think it is because it's still such a closed system in so many ways. That it probably isn't going to usurp that, but Skyrim.
I agree.
Skyrim benefits very well PC wise, and I assume John. I assume you're playing it on PC. If you're not, I recommend getting a.
If you haven't played it with mods, do that before you do anything.
They're free. I'm not gonna.
Now they're free.
Steam
tried that.
Well, man,
that one thing that time.
Bethesda was not happy. Yeah, people were not happy
in general.
The thing I would say to anybody, you know, you're not going to get a super long playing game that will continuously surprise you and continuously be open to the community unless it's on a PC.
Absolutely.
So you want to spend, you know, say you're going to spend $400 on the next latest and greatest gaming machine, wait a little bit, spend $800 on a gaming PC. Spend, you know, and you can get a decent mini ITX with a good graphics card, you know, power up your graphics card, power up your motherboard and your processor, and you should be good. Use onboard sound, use whatever motherboard you can get, you know, just build out a good PC. You benefit so well from, say, specifically still talking about Skyrim, there's total conversion mods, there's extending the actual Skyrim world in a very lore-friendly way.
Yeah, well, and there's even like, that's what you're talking about, then fan-made kind of
side
quests.
You don't want to say, here's Skyrim in the future. No, you want dragons still. You want to have a different location.
I don't know, I'd kind of like Skyrim in the future. Like, I'm picturing dragons with like lasers.
Yeah, like a total conversion mod.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
There's fantastic content out there where, you know, if you want the Dragons to Bell be Thomas the Tank Engine, or
there's that,
or not Mr. Insane, not Captain Insano. I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
The wrestler that died,
Macho Man,
Savage. Oh yeah, Macho Man.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
too soon, man. Too soon.
you know, you can have silly mods, you can have gameplay improvement mods, sound improvement mods, games. The game looks beautiful with the texture packs that people have come out with. So
that's a really good selling point of the mod community, in fact.
Yeah.
It's just the HD texture mods.
And that is, there's two things really that I know that are at work there. The engine was built from the beginning, mm-hmm. knowing that mods were going to be a thing. And yes. that has to come from a game developer like Bethesda, who has cut its teeth on game engines that have been mod friendly.
Absolutely. They have to be familiar with making their own engines to begin with.
Right.
Can't be someone else just plugging the Unreal Engine or something.
Right. So my main sticking point with that is you can mod pretty much anything.
Yeah. So that being said, I'm not trying to say the Unreal Engine is not good for modding, because it's actually kind of geared towards specifically that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the Unreal 3 engine wasn't necessarily. The Unreal 2 certainly not.
Right.
But, you know, Skyrim as a game, it accepts mods very easily. The mm-hmm. different packs, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas were the same way. They accept the mods very easily. It's all right. Bethesda. So the game, it's helpful if the game accepts mods, because it's already geared towards that. It's going to extend the experience in an easy way. People are only going to fight uphill so much.
To
generate this awesome content. And the second thing is you have to have a good community surrounding the game. So if Skyrim was a crap game to start out with, I doubt there would have been the community that's around it.
I seriously doubt there would have been.
But you
always can't tell what community is going to pop up around a game either. Like, Skyrim just happened to have a really good one.
Yeah, developed. I think, you know, Bethesda is not a small company. There was a fantastic Oblivion. If Oblivion wasn't good, if any of those games, Elder Scrolls games, were bad, or if they were just bad from the start, mm-hmm. it would just be, oh yeah, another bad series came out.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side, though, kind of getting away from Skyrim, and this, John, this is mainly for you. Sorry, we are getting around to answering your question.
Eventually.
So first
answer is, if you haven't played it with mods, play Skyrim with mods.
Right, yeah. If you were just playing 100 hours of Skyrim, one, I hope you beat it. Two, if you haven't, try to beat it. three, if you haven't gone through and got all the expansion packs, the official line of expansion packs, do that. Build your house,
get a wife.
Yeah, the Dragonborn, go get a wife, get a kids, hide them, and then kill dragons. It's very, very good. The game itself is fantastic, and it's worth those 100 hours you've played.
Absolutely.
The mods will only extend that experience. However, if you are just getting... If you're getting tired of the scenery and the engine, beautiful scenery. Yeah, the beautiful scenery and the fact that, yeah, I'm playing the same. Because after a while, you'd play a game, it is the same game. Yeah.
And I go to this weird cycle between fantasy and sci-fi.
Yes.
Like, I have a pendulum, and I will get on a sci-fi kick, and then I'll go back to a fantasy kick.
Yep.
It's weird. Now I'm really wanting the dragons with lasers, because I feel like that would be right there in the middle for me. And I would never get out of that game.
Laser dragons. I
want those.
What I feel with your question is, let's keep it with the open worldness, or at least try to keep open worldness.
You want a sandbox game. If you're looking to dump hours upon hours, you don't want something that's going to be very linear, and it's going to be one way to do this.
Not necessarily sandbox, because sandbox, in my opinion, sandbox means there is no goal.
No, sandbox is just kind of an open world. Okay.
Open world has goals, but you can do all these goals in any direction, any way you want.
Thank you, Merriam-Webster. No problems. Open world.
Oxford Dictionary, sir.
Oxford. Mm. Well, I do support the Oxford comma, so.
Yeah. What I would suggest, if you don't care about storyline whatsoever, but you want a nice, awesome open world where you can cause explosions and do whatever, Grand Theft Auto or Just Cause 2.
I'm going to say Just Cause 2 over Grand Theft
Just Cause
Auto.
3. Yeah, well, no, I will too. Just Cause 3
awesome
is coming out. Just Cause 2 is out, and it's cheap, and there's a multiplayer mod for it, and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You get infinite parachutes.
Yeah,
so.
grappling hooks and parachutes and explosions and
Doesn't
missiles.
Doesn't it take place in technically like South Korea?
North Korea.
Is it North Korea?
It's effectively just a big middle finger towards North Korea. It's very funny.
Wow. I don't think I actually caught on to that.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's really, really funny. But it's a fun game that doesn't take itself too seriously. It turns its nose up to those games that do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, really funny.
The name itself is a pun.
Right.
So.
So Just Cause 2, Just Cause 3 is coming out, and they're both really, really awesome games.
And you can dump out. And I'm going to say, again, storyline, I've never even played the story in Just Cause.
The story is just ridiculous, yeah.
The only reason to do the story is to progress. Blow up buildings and drop things and stuff and steal cars.
Now, that can get old, though. And that's why the multiplayer mod sort of is the Grand Theft Auto Online version of Just Cause 2.
Right.
Where you can interact with this big, giant sandbox open world, beautiful world to do stuff with. You had something to add?
No, I was going to say, I actually keep Just Cause 2 around still because every now and then you're just like, I don't feel like concentrating on anything today. I want to watch things blow up.
It is fun.
And that's what I do.
It's fun for the
kinda,
sake of fun.
And kind of the reason I enjoy Diablo 3 because I don't play it super seriously. Like a lot of people got kind of ticked with the balancing and the market and stuff. I just go in and I'm like, I get to click a whole bunch and watch these like zombie things.
It's explode. Your go-to game. Your go-to just mindless game.
I guess it's like the equivalent of what people do with TV. They put on like a, not a great just show,
background
but
music,
that you can,
background
you
show.
Get go to.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So Just Cause 2, before we talk about The Witcher, because that's going to be,
you know,
the
that's coming for Gil. I still haven't played the new one.
The only thing that, well, again, we're going away from fantasy because The Witcher is still fantasy. We'll touch on that in a little bit.
Yeah, let's swing over to sci-fi.
With sci-fi, we were talking, kind of preparing for the show, Mass Effect, the entire series.
Right. I still haven't played the third one, and I'm going to get over myself and play it because Gil keeps staring at me.
It's really good.
Yeah. But even the first two, I've dumped so many hours into them.
Right.
And the thing is, they're not real. I guess technically that's open world. Kind of. I mean, I wouldn't classify
more,
that way.
More or less.
Because you kind of go, well, it's... No, it's not really.
The second and third one are more or less open world because you can go to all of these different planets and do all these things. And again, there's a side quest and there's your main story quest.
Right.
It's not one giant open world that you just run around in, but that's still sort of, your direction that you want to go in.
Yeah. Well I'll say you can go to different levels. We'll say that.
Yeah.
I mean, the levels themselves are huge.
Yes.
And you can dump a lot of time, and the story on that is amazing.
Yes, it's very well written.
I'm going to say it's probably the best video game story I've heard. Told to me.
I think that's original, yeah.
Yeah, the original story.
Because, I mean, so. You know, I would argue The Witcher's a fantastic series.
Again, I haven't played one
through three, but they're
over.
Based off of books. And, you know, same with the Metro series. Metro is based off of books.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Mass Effect was actually some sci-fi authors that wrote the story.
I don't know if that was Mass Effect or if that was Advent Rising. I thought that was Advent Rising. It had, like, Arthur C. Clarke wrote some of the story or whatever.
I'll fact check that later.
It doesn't matter. That never got off the ground. But no, Mass Effect 1 through 3, fantastic. It's cheap, and you can dedicate a lot of time to it. And the really cool thing is that you can take your save from one to the other. So the choices you make in the universe.
That's what's cool about it.
The choices you make in the first one, if you go through the second one and then you import your save from the second into the third, your choices are persistent throughout all three games. And that's a really awesome feeling. And at no point did I feel it
ties them all together.
I didn't feel it was gimmicky.
Oh, absolutely not.
I felt that they did a very good job with it. We'll go ahead. We'll jump off of the third person or first person. Before we do that, the Metro series, those are good games.
Yeah.
You won't spend a ton of time playing them. They are very linear shooters, but they are very good, nice shooters.
The Chernobyl series, Stalker series.
Though. Yeah, Stalker is the one that I thought of. That was like my train of thought to get there. Stalker is an open world with a linear story, but you don't have to do it. And with mods...
Right, you don't have to at all.
With mods, you can do... I think it's Shadow of Chernobyl, not Clear Skies.
Shadow of Chernobyl is my personal favorite.
You can get the mod for that. That will add good to everything. It'll plus
get good, son.
The get good mod. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I do like that game though, specifically because as a shooter, they have bullet physics built
into
it.
It's a realistic game.
So you're not going to hit someone 100 yards out.
A sniper rifle still has
a
drop. It's not, you know.
Yeah, and it's just a cool post-apocalyptic type of game.
Right. Talking about consoles specifically, you know, if you want to dedicate a lot of time to playing games that have been around for a while, Xbox One has the Halo series. And it's Halo 1 through 4.
Yeah, I don't think you'd spend a lot of time.
You
in Halo,
wouldn't, and that's the thing.
Because it's extremely linear.
It's very linear.
There's some really good Halo games, and then there's Halo 3. But then there's some good, like, Halo 4 I liked. I got to pick up, not Halo 4, Halo Reach.
Yeah. Halo 4 you haven't played yet.
Yeah, Halo 4 is the one I haven't played. Halo 5 hasn't come out yet.
Swinging out and then back around. There's also a ton of games that don't really have goals, like quests. City Builders come to mind, like City Skylines or SimCity.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
They're relatively cheap to get into. They have a lot of mods.
It has to be something you're really interested in, though.
Right. It's
like
a very specific type of game.
They drive me crazy. Like,
it's like
so
The Sims. Any of The Sims games.
Nope, not a
you
Sims
know,
guy.
You there's a ton of extra content for it, but you have to
if
be in it.
Yeah, if you're in it to win it, then you like it. And right. I'm not.
I think we're about 10 to 20 to 12 minutes into this segment. I can talk about The Witcher now. The Witcher.
Really?
Yep.
This is happening?
Oh, yeah. So The Witcher is comprised of, let's just say, three games. There's actually a Witcher Adventures game, which isn't that good in my opinion. Witcher 1, Witcher 2, Witcher 3. You can get them all from goodoldgames.com, so GOG.com. And I recommend that you do that because they're DRM free. But you can get all of them through Steam as well. They're made by a company called CD Projekt Red.
Cool.
They're based in, I think, Poland. John, you asked specifically, should I get into The Witcher? Do you think we'll like it? What are our thoughts on it? Well, Barry, you've never played a Witcher
game. I've never played The Witcher.
So I am going to speak to you as well as anyone who hasn't played The Witcher games. Witcher 1 and Witcher 2.
You're like a
mentor.
A mentor. Oh, okay.
Stay a while and listen. So The Witcher 1 it's sort of a hard game, especially by today's standards. It came out in 2007 or 2009.
Old games are hard. I want that t-shirt.
It is a game that stars Geralt the Witcher. He's Geralt of Rivia. It has a full cast of characters that sort of persist throughout all of the games. It does a similar thing where you can import your save, and it doesn't really the decisions you make may carry over in a weird way, but I think it's more or less it shows that you completed the game, and it gives you a bonus towards the next game, more or less.
It's not as tied together as Mass Effect is.
Right. Certainly not. But that's okay because the game is based off of a series of books by Andrew Borstjerver.
Great last name.
Andrew B. and you know what? It's a fantastic series of books from what I've heard. I haven't read them, but I plan on doing it because I want to immerse myself in this game.
As many hours as you've dumped into The Witcher, I would imagine.
In the 60 hours that I was talking about, one, that number is a low number. Like lower than what I actually want to say my real number is. And that's just Witcher 3.
We never type slash time.
That's not Witcher and Witcher 2. Now, I will say that just like Mass Effect, in my opinion, The Witcher really hit its stride with The Witcher 2. Mass Effect 2 was one of the best games I've ever played. The Witcher 2 was really fantastic. It had a lot of the hard, gratifying mechanics of The Witcher, and it kind of bumped up the engine. It's a game for people that like playing games. It's a game that for people that respect how game mechanics and game physics and game engines work. The Witcher is a very technical game in a lot of ways. I love it. Witcher 3, fantastic. It's one of the best games I've ever played. So John, if you can find a cheap copy of The Witcher, and you play it and you don't particularly like it, go ahead and just watch comparisons between Witcher, Witcher 2, and Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 is amazing, and you don't need to play the other games. They will do a good job of catching you up to the story.
Nice of them.
But I do recommend that you play it because it is really, really great. It's a fantastic series of games. So, again, this is going to be a short yes, do it, thumbs up. If I had more hands, you'd have more thumbs ups.
Okay. And I'm going
to
say
I might be Donald Trump. I'll go pay people to do thumbs up
me. Wow, we're getting very political here.
Oh, yeah.
I still want to vote for Donald Trump's hair. I don't want to vote for Donald Trump. I want to vote for just his hair.
Trump's hair, 2016.
So,
John, I hope that answered your question.
I'm going to throw out, guess what, Splatoon? It's a new game. I'm going to throw it out there because...
It's like a party game.
Well, it's very fun, very high energy. It's a multiplayer... It's not even a shooter. It's hard to explain. It's a painter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like Capture the Flag, but it's really Capture the World.
Capture
Your Heart.
Capture Your Heart.
That's how I feel.
But anyway, they are having like live actual events that take place, like this past weekend, Team Roller Coaster won. So, and they're doing cool things like that. They're calling Splatfest and things. You can get into that. And the thing is, it's continuously rolling. It's a new franchise.
Splatfest seems to be like, it sounds like a Nickelodeon event. Like
the whole, have you watched any playthroughs yet?
No, I refuse to.
What?
I refuse to. After we had last show where you listened to It's a Kid, you're a Kid, well, you're
wait,
a Squid.
Wait till mid-August, dude. You're playing it. You're playing it. No, it's very Nickelodeon-y kind of looking.
Before we switch off, there's also, and the game's not out yet, but Metal Gear Solid 5.
I love how you just plugged a game that's not even out yet.
It's not out yet, but it is an open world game. It is, I feel it's going to be a good game despite what's happening with Kojima and Konami. And if you haven't played any of the Metal Gear Solid games, it might not be a bad time to go back and play.
Now would be a great time to play them.
Yeah, I mean, go and grab Metal Gear Solid 3 and then... how's it go? Metal Gear Solid 3, Portable Ops, which I don't think is available for anything other than the PSP or PS Vita. You can get...
So first get a PS Vita.
You can get Peace Walker HD, Metal Gear Solid 3 HD, Peace Walker HD, the Project Zeros or Ground Zeros for computer, get Metal Gear Solid 5 and play through that. Then you'll be up to Metal Gear Solid, or Metal Gear rather. Go to Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, which are 8-bit. Don't bother. Get Metal Gear Solid, then 2, and then Metal Gear Solid 4. And you will have played a lot. The games are very lengthy.
They are. They're linear, but they're very lengthy.
They are linear, but I mean, yeah, you'll watch a lot and you'll play a lot. It's kind of like Xenosaga in a way, just not as anime-ish.
Yeah.
If you have time, go back and play all the Xenosaga games, and you'll waste a ton of time. But anyway, this segment's long. Let's cut to two songs. We'll come back and we'll end the show.
Alrighty.
This is How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire, followed by Pokemon by Arian. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
I would like to learn how to fire a gun. In case it ever comes to that, I think...
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer.
Oh, no!
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Pokemon by Arian. Before that, How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley, Double Eyes Backfire. Thank you for sitting with us and listening to us and putting up with us
for the last hour.
So we're going to go ahead soon. We're going to post all of the backlog of episodes on the site. Bear, what is that website?
That's exppoints.com. Double tap the P like a zombie.
We also have a social media landing page, exppoints.com/social. Catch us back next week. We're going to be here next Wednesday. And then
same
I think we're both
time,
we're,
same bad place.
We're both going to take a week off after that. But we'll have a show.
We're planning to record a show early.
Even if it's just a music show, because you don't know what could happen.
We don't know. There's going to be a show. Don't
worry
about it.
Catch us next week, 9 to 10 p.m. on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Yeah, that's the station.
I'm sorry.
I ended it kind of prematurely. We're going to end with The Will of One by the Proto Man. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Thank you. And Bear, what's the station again?
90.9 FM KSLU. Stay fresh.
Stay fresh. Like bread.
Like bread.